This Winter Olympics has shown that even an athlete hurtling headfirst at 80 miles an hour can't eclipse a good scandal. With the controversy in Olympic ice skating, commentator Frank DeFord says the business of sports judging needs an overhaul.
Unless I've forgotten a few sports, my kids played games in baseball, basketball, ice hockey, soccer, lacrosse, swimming, tennis, and golf. As anyone who's ever had the experience knows, nothing is more painful than watching your own children play, especially as they strike out, drop the ball, miss the ball, or generally screw up. Nothing, though, was ever more excruciating than watching my daughter perform in horse shows, because there she was judged. I could take her getting beat 7-6 in the tiebreaker, getting touched out in the backstroke. She tried, she lost fair and square. It hurt, but she and I understood. But in horse shows, in one event, she would win the blue ribbon. The next, same judge, same pony, same daughter, she'd finish 10th. It made no sense, the winning or the losing. The figure skating judge Frank Carroll said it best the other day, "Give your children skis or speed skates where they can determine their own fates on the field of play." Athletes are meant to compete against one another, not for judges. This is said, too, in my belief that most athletic judges try to be honest. They're probably better than people in other disciplines who are suddenly cast as judges. Ted Williams was denied a Most Valuable Player award because two Boston writers just didn't like him and refused to put him on the ballot at all. This year, a baseball writer wouldn't vote for Ichiro Suzuki as Rookie of the Year because he arbitrarily decided that the rules were wrong and Ichiro wasn't a rookie. In the Academy Awards, actors often win not because they deserve to, but because it's his turn or she should have won last year. In fact, not to be a homer myself in my own judgment, but I believe that American sports referees are probably the most honest. In many parts of the world, it is understood that the visitors are going to get rooked by the officials. Your refs cheat me, I cheat you. But our referees operate under a different ethic. Call them as you see them. Even in the most objective of games, though, referees can be influenced. That's why we call it the home court advantage, because referees, however subconsciously, can be swayed by the home atmosphere. All sports have precisely what we know as judgment calls. Now, looking beyond the current brouhaha over sham figure skating judging, there are two very simple things that can be done to make all judgment calls more honest. First, simply use the technology already at our disposal. Let judges view videotape, slow motion, get it right. Referees generally have a fit when you suggest that. But that removes the human element, they wail. Well, exactly. The photo finish camera at the racetrack is still the best referee in the world, and it is 0% human element or human ego. Secondly, every organization that runs sports, starting with the Olympics, especially the Olympics, must make it mandatory that all officials, especially judges, starting with figure skating, especially figure skating, would be required to meet with the press after each game and explain their decisions. It is absolutely incredible in the 21st century that the people who make Olympic decisions are allowed to hide from a free press. Once officials are held up to the light of the day and forced to be accountable for the decisions, they'll be more honest. And that's the way I judge this matter.
The comments of Frank DeFord, senior contributing writer at Sports Illustrated. He joins us each Wednesday from member station WSHU in Fairfield, Connecticut.